Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host for beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, a program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. I hope this program finds you at peace today, at peace this morning, in the midst of this ongoing trial that we have, this battle against the coronavirus. It has really shaken the earth, hasn't it? And it's something the Lord has certainly permitted to happen. I don't think he's the source of it, but it's just part of living in a fallen world. It's also a battlefield. The enemy, Satan, has his hand in this, I'm sure, as well. It really is encouraging to see how many heroic people are hard at work serving those who are sick, those who are dying. There's just a lot of good folks in the States and around the world that are channeling their energy, their focus, and they're giving us their best to help overcome, to conquer this problem. And we want to continue to pray for them, all those who are working very closely, nurses, doctors, providing care for those brothers and sisters who are struggling financially. Unemployment is at a really high rate. The government's trying to help people out with that. We pray that money's able to get to the people. But most of all, friends, we just pray that in the midst of this great trial, that you're comforted by the Lord. I think one of the things the Lord has done, and I think there's a higher purpose in all of this, and some great good that can come out of this. Maybe the enemy has desired for evil. Scripture says God can turn that to the good. And for all those who love him, Paul tells us, for all those who love the Lord, he works all things out for the good. So I think it's helpful and important for us to stand on that promise and to lean into it and say, Lord, what good do you want for me and for my family in this moment? You know, what good ought we to draw? What do you have for us here? Because it's so important for us to see, as we see in the book of Revelation. I love that. I've been reading it again these last couple of weeks. It's just loaded with good wisdom and insight. And the book of Revelation is about the revelation, the unveiling of the glory and majesty of Jesus. And in it, there's a story of the seven churches, which I did some programs on a number of weeks ago. And at the very beginning of that letter, Jesus gives a revelation to the Apostle John, and John's shepherding seven churches that some are in really difficult situations, living through great trials. Some of them are under real serious persecution. Some of them are suffering because the churches also has internal problems with problems of battling with false teachers and the like. But the one thing you see right from the beginning, and what the Lord wants to make clear, is that, first of all, he's the Lord. He has his eye on every single one of us. And all of those seven churches, which represent the fullness of the church itself, you could say the entire church and all those who are baptized into Christ, they're right in the palm of his hand. It doesn't mean we don't go through trials or difficulties, because Jesus made it clear, if you want to come after me, if you want to be my disciple, you must deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me. Because what was good for the master is going to be good for the servant. He said, the world's going to hate you because the world's hated me. He said, in this world, you'll have tribulations, but don't let them shake you. But he said, but instead, be of good cheer, because I've overcome the world. And at a time like this, friends, it can be of extraordinary value, can be very strengthening for us to take the promises of the Lord, to take his word, and to live more fully in an eternal perspective. I think one of the things that can come out of a crisis like this, this unique kind of crisis where the whole world, nearly the whole world, is focused on battling against a deadly virus, and humanity is coming face to face with its mortality, it shakes us because we see and experience how fragile we are, how little control that we have, how quickly life can be taken from us. Just this last week, relatives of ours, Debbie's family, or her first cousin, his wife's parents, wonderful people, both died this last week of the coronavirus, or 2 weeks ago. And it's close. It's close to lots of people. And it's an important moment for all of us to ask the question, and I think the Lord is permitting this to happen because he wants us to get clear on what he has done for us and the value of being born again into new life in Christ. Death, which casts its shadow over the world powerfully. Humanity's in a battle with this tyrant. But Christ has shed his light into the darkness. And his disciples should never be surprised when crises and trial come. Yeah, it'll shake us because we're human. It'll cause fear to emerge because we're human. It'll be a challenge for us. But at the end of the day, the eternal perspective is really important to be able to have, because we know life is short. It's a passing shadow. We're here today, we're gone tomorrow. And to be able to answer, to have the answer, to be able to have in our hearts confidence, the confident assurance that God is with us in whatever circumstance we're in. As St. Paul would say, I know how to be abased and I know how to abound. I know how to have a lot, I know how to have a little. I know how to face trials of every kind, because in him who's the source of my strength, I have strength for everything. And in this moment, the Lord wants us to turn to him, to come to him in the silence of our hearts, to be able to hear his voice, to be able to experience and to know the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit that's here to speak to us, to strengthen us, to give us everything we need to be able to walk in peace and to be a source of light and goodness and not be filled mainly with anxiety and fear and the rest, which is natural in a moment like this. But the Holy Spirit is here to help us to subdue those drives and to help order us toward love of God and love of neighbor, and to bring healing, maturing, deepening of our relationship with God. I mean, that's what an opportunity like this presents. I'm so grateful. It's the timing of how this all unfolded, how the coronavirus kind of appeared here in the United States during the season of Lent. Lent is an important time, a great time to face these kinds of struggles in our life, to deal with the reality of our battle against the powers of sin and death in us. And then the resurrection of our Lord and the victory, celebrating together his victory over all of this. He's overcome the world. And it's a great time for us to say, Lord, teach me. What does it really mean to overcome the world? What does it mean to walk in the joy and the peace of the sons and daughters of God? Lord, my heart is filled with fear. I'm anxious. I'm anxious about finances. I'm anxious about the future for my children and my grandchildren. I'm anxious about my job. I'm anxious about my grandmother and all of this. Totally normal. That's exactly what Jesus wants us to bring to him. He can really bring us the consolation, the grace, the hope that we need to be able to walk in strength and even fulfill the commands of Scripture. Rejoice always, pray constantly, and give thanks in all circumstances. We can give thanks even in a circumstance like this, because the ultimate victory of Christ over it, and that death is not the end, and death does not get the last word, and sickness is not the end. But there's a greater power at work in us, and we can entrust our lives to Christ. And so the wisdom of the church, I know this is just in this cycle of readings, but the timing of the readings that we're getting in the gospel this week, the church has taken the discourse from the Last Supper discourse with the apostles in the Gospel of John, which is just beautiful. And today they begin with John chapter 14, essentially talking about the promise and the gift of the Holy Spirit. So I want to just move through it this week and drawing from the words of Jesus and really asking the Holy Spirit to help us. Lord, we pray right now. We pray and we ask you that the words of Jesus, the promises of Jesus, his call for us to abide in him would take hold of our lives in a deeper way today and throughout this week. Lord, we know you love us passionately and you desire to be near to us, to reveal yourself to us. You've sent your Holy Spirit to do that. And I pray for everyone who's listening today. Lord, I ask you to open our hearts. I ask you to send your Holy Spirit and help subdue the fear, the anxiety, the worry that's present. Lord, you've sort of shut down the world in so many ways, the noise of the world. And I know you want us to come and to be still, to know that you're God, and to be able to hear your voice, because there is the strength. We give you today and each of the programs this week, and we ask you for an outpouring of your Spirit. Transformation, healing, revelation for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So friends, let's start with John chapter 14, verse 15. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. So he's talking to the apostles and those who are gathered around him, his most intimate friends. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. So it's interesting. Jesus is not just a commander of an army that's there sharing a common purpose. He is that. He's a commander. But what he wants from us, brothers and sisters, is a relationship of love. Jesus came to deal with what separates us relationally from God, to deal with the powers of sin and death. And he wants to give us a power to enable us to subdue the drives, the resistance that we have within us to the will of God, to saying yes to God, to letting go, something in us that doesn't trust God fully. We don't see God as Father. And we feel often isolated, fearful, the kind of things I was talking about here at the beginning of the program. So what Jesus has come to do is reveal the love of the Father, to reveal the love that's in his heart, to reveal the love that God is a communion of persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. At the ground of all being and all reality is love, is self-donation. And so Jesus has come to offer himself for us. And he said, now, I want you to understand, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments, just as he kept the Father's commandments. Because what are the commandments of God? Not just arbitrary rules that are imposed on us from the outside. They reveal for us the pathway to life. They say, this way life, this way danger. Follow us. And so the commands of the Lord is a way also of our expressing our submission to him, our trust in him. So Jesus puts that together, that part of the love language of heaven is obedience to the commandments. Verse 16, and I will ask the Father, if you love me and you keep my commandments, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him, you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. So here, Jesus is making the promise. He's going back to the Father, and if we walk in love, and we direct our hearts towards saying yes to him, right, as his disciples. He said, I will ask the Father personally, and he will give you the Holy Spirit to counsel you, the third person of the Trinity, to come and dwell in you. And he's going to be with you forever. To be with you forever. Jesus said, I'm with you always until the end of the age. He is with us. He dwells within us. He's not far away. And I think one of the things that maturing in Christ can happen in a time of trial and difficulty, because we're shaken, and the normal security, pattern of life, predictability, sense of control that we have goes away. And worry and anxiety starts to surface. And we actually see the condition of where we are. And the Lord wants us to see that, so that he can help us and come with the Holy Spirit to counsel us, to help us understand that God is with us, and to open for us what that means and what we can draw from it. Friends, that's the heart of the Lord. That's what we want to touch on the rest of this week. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.